terror. The first light in the darkness, a beacon of faith and fortitude in an Imperium besmirched, the only truth shining across a galaxy shrouded in lies, a candle burning in the empty blackness of the void. Flames falter, hopes are lost, but on the candle burns. End of line. The sun drifted down behind the monstrous fortifications of the Imperial Palace, its bleak radiance casting the crenellations and emplacements of its towering walls in silhouette. With them, the hulking armoured shape of the Primarch Rogel Dorn became one with the battlements, one with the craftsmanship and the darkness.
"Anything?"
he asked, his voice echoing through the wards and elevated courtyards. He had heard the whisper of trailing robes on the smooth stonework of the ramparts from half a league away. The swollen knuckles of Malkador's hand creaked about his staff. Zagreus Cain's workings marked the passing seconds like an ancient timepiece.
"My sources inform me of a good deal of vox chatter and troop movements across the southern polar ice cap," Malkador replied.
"So, your knight errants made it to the Forge Temple?"
"Yes."
"But," the Fabricator General said, "the vertex remains intact. The planetary spindle turns, and the magnetospheric shield protects Mars still."
"So, the son of Korax failed," Dorn said.
It was a statement, not a question, but the Sigilite felt compelled to answer.
"Yes, it's been too long. The Carrion is either captured or dead. I hope for his sake the latter."
"And for ours," Dorn said,
his words harsher than he intended.
"The abominable intelligence failed, as they are destined to do," Cain said, "and Malkador's man failed with it."
"It was always a gamble," the Sigilite said. "It is the nature of gambles that they succeed only some of the time. It was still worth the risk, balancing the loss of one life against many."
"A life that could have been better risked defending these walls," Dorn told him.
"And I'm sure that your brother Korax would have felt the same way,"
Malkador agreed.
"But we are game players, not rule makers, my lord. Pieces are risked and victories lost and won. For if the game is not played..."
Rogel Dorn turned. His eyes were the darkness of bolt holes in stone, his unyielding features cracking about them.
"Do not lecture me on the realities of war, Regent."
"But this is not war,"
Malkador said, the last light of day probing his hood and revealing thin, drawn lips and perfect teeth.
"Here we live the calm before the storm, the luxury of catastrophe before the fact. Meanwhile, this war is being won or lost beyond these walls, beyond these skies, by your brothers and their sons."
Dorn's face darkened with a Primarch's wrath. Malkador smiled.
"And I would not presume to lecture you on the realities of war, my friend. I would have you become part of them. War will come to the solar system. Some might say it has already arrived. There is a traitor stronghold on our very doorstep, a stronghold destined to fall should Rogel Dorn and his imperial fists set foot on the Red Planet."
The Primarch looked from the Sigilite to Zagreus Cain.
"The question of Mars is pressing, my lord,"
the Fabricator General said.
"Please, I beg of you. The true servants of the Machine God await the light of the Emperor's angels, not the fires of Exterminatus."
Rogel Dorn turned once more, staring out across the architectural wonder of a palace fortified. It seemed to calm him.
"My father reached out for Mars once," he said, "to make Terra and the Red Planet more than the sum of their parts. At Olympus Mons, we became one and took our unity to the stars. We shall reach out for Mars once more and take back that from which we should never have been separated."
The Omnisire's blessings be upon you, Lord Dorn,
the Fabricator General said.
Your orders?
Malkador asked.
Pass the word, Regent, Rogaldorn said. I would have my captains assembled and take their counsel.
Yes, my lord,
the Sigilite said, before nodding his hood and turning to leave. As Cain and Malkador left him, the tap of the Sigilite's staff punctuating the Primarch's thoughts, Dorn stared up into the deep darkness of the sky. The stars were coming out, and with them, the distant dot of the red planet.
That was Cybernetica by Rob Sanders, read by Jonathan Keeble. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2016.